From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Rescuers continue to drill holes to release deadly gas from a West Virginia coal mine. 25 people died there Monday in an explosion. The rescuers hope to release enough gas to allow crews to safely enter the Upper Big Branch mine to look for survivors. As NPR's Diana Douglas reports, four people are still missing.
The first attempt was a hole that bored through over 1,000 feet of earth and rock. Rescuers banged on the drill pipe to try to send a signal to the miners, but got no response. The miners were buried in an explosion on Monday that killed 25 people, and their chances of survival in the methane-filled mine look increasingly grim. Rescuers were called off from the search earlier when the levels of poisonous methane gas were too dangerous to work. This is the worst mining accident in the United States in decades, and the owner, Massey Energy, is facing investigation about the long record of safety violations at this mine. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Charleston, West Virginia.
Thousands of people have turned out in Kyrgyzstan today protesting the Kyrgyz government, led by President Kurmanbek Bakiyev. The demonstrations are violent. The Kyrgyz government says at least 40 people are dead. Opposition leaders say 100 are dead. Now an opposition leader is claiming the Kyrgyz prime minister has resigned and the whole government. That claim cannot be confirmed. The Vatican is continuing its offensive against international media reports of the clerical sex abuse crisis in the U.S. and Europe. It is claiming accusations that Pope Benedict helped cover up pedophile priests' activity is part of an anti-Catholic campaign against the Church's opposition to abortion and artificial birth control. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
Vatican Radio denounced what it called a campaign of anti-Catholic hatred and likened recent media reports on the Vatican to the persecution suffered by early Christian martyrs. The dean of the College of Cardinals, Angelo Sodano, told the Vatican newspaper it's a cultural contrast. The Pope embodies moral truths that aren't accepted, and so the shortcomings and errors of priests are used as weapons against the Church. The cardinal compared current media coverage to criticism of the wartime Pope Pius XII for his behavior during the Nazi period. Jewish groups and many scholars say Pius XII did not do enough to save Jews from the Holocaust. Italian Jewish leaders today protested against what they described as dangerous and inopportune historical parallels. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
There are reports from Pakistan of an explosion in the capital, Islamabad. The Associated Press reports there was a blast in a parking lot in a downtown section of the city. Police say no one has been hurt. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 33 points at 10,936. The Nasdaq is up a fraction of a point. It's at 2438. This is NPR. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan is defending the role he played in the years leading up to the financial crisis in the U.S. He's testifying before the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. It's part of a 3-day hearing looking into the roots of the financial meltdown. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Alan Greenspan is a key witness for the commission. He said, in effect, investor appetite for new mortgage securities and the push by Congress and other government agencies to encourage homeownership fueled the speculation. Greenspan added that lower mortgage interest rates, but not the rates that the Federal Reserve set, also enabled the boom. He said he himself warned of the potential runaway effect of the rates.
In 2002, I expressed concern to the Federal Open Market Committee, noting that our extraordinary housing boom, financed by very large increases in mortgage debt, cannot continue indefinitely.
Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama leaves for the Czech Republic later today. Tomorrow, he's expected to sign a new nuclear arms reduction treaty with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. The White House says the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START, is about reducing both countries' nuclear armaments by nearly one-third. The Prime Minister of Thailand has declared a state of emergency. Some anti-government protesters burst into the Thai parliament today. They're trying to press their demands for new elections. Prime Minister Abhisit has ordered the Thai army now to restore order after weeks of demonstrations by the protesters. The protesters say the Prime Minister's government is illegal. Many are loyal to former Prime Minister Thaksin, who was overthrown by the military in a bloodless coup. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.